The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
All right, so we're 2 days away, a third segment of the Curry and Claybush Show on Facebook Live. You can hear all of our stuff on the Tony Curry Radio Podcast Network. Just pull up Tony Curry Radio Podcast. It's Curry with a K. We're on every major indice, so wherever you get your podcast, mm-hmm. and we have over 1,000 episodes. Everything from mission-minded, Woodhouse Baseball, Win in Rome, Stuart Rome is a great show. It's got music. I'm recording a show today, the UAB Director's Chair with Mark Ingram, which is probably one of our most listened to shows. Need to Know, great show with Kip Kiefer. Want to Bet with Kip Kiefer. Hoping to do the Kiefer and Curry show coming up here in the next couple of weeks. Live Wire Wednesday last night was fantastic. We played some Chuck Berry, Buddy Holly, and Louis Armstrong on Live Wire Wednesday last night. We played Angus Young's favorite seven musicians.
Wow.
And Louis Armstrong was one of his favorites.
That's wonderful.
So it was weird. If you tuned in and heard Hello Dolly last night, you're like, what the hell? Right. It was great.
Damon
Johnson's show, we mentioned him. They're coming to Iron City, coming up on March 4th, mm-hmm. which is 3 days before my birthday. I may go down there and celebrate my birthday for that. Austin Hanks, Blues Almighty. Students of the Game. We go on and on and on. Great shows. You can listen to all the shows on our podcast network, and we play them live on the Tony Curry Radio app or the TKR app, Tony Curry Radio on Android. So, the day after Valentine's Day, I reached out to several of my married friends. Mm-hmm. Most of them married 15 years plus.
You didn't reach out to me?
I already knew.
Oh, okay.
You're a psychologist. You know what to do.
Doesn't mean
And I said, so what you got going on tonight with the hubby?
Oh.
And I got the same thing. I reached out to six different
people. How long are they married? 15 years?
15 years plus.
Yeah, nothing.
And every one of them. Pause. Oh, yeah, no,
same old shit.
We may go out and grab some dinner.
Nah, prices are too expensive. We'll just
We'll probably just do what we always do. We'll just stay home, watch a movie together, something like that.
We binge watch one of our shows.
And I'm like, it's Valentine's Day. And they're like,
Yeah.
And then you heard the guys would go, Valentine's Day is so overblown. It's such a pain in the ass.
Keep going. I got to tell you something that you didn't ask me that happened.
Then you got the people that said, well, every day is Valentine's Day. And so why should this day be any more special? And I go, is every day Valentine's Day?
Or is every day, and this one's not. And this is one.
Do you buy her roses on a Tuesday in July just because you love her? Well, you should treat every day like Valentine's Day. I love my wife. She knows I love her and I honor her. And we have a great relationship. So Valentine's Day is just one of those days that we leave the newlyweds and people that are still in love. And I'm like, still in love? Well, you know, people that where it's really hot and heavy and they make it a special day, blah, blah. And I ain't waiting for a table. I'm taking my wife to her favorite restaurant next week. To celebrate Valentine's Day,
so we don't
have to deal with the crowd
me
and I. You're the same guy that says, you know, we need to schedule our dates. We have three kids, we're busy, we need to have a date night.
Yeah,
well, that's great for about 2 months, and then all of a sudden, I'm tired, can we just stay home, blah, blah, blah. So I'm thinking, okay, my having been single, married, and divorced, my red flags are jumping up and down all over the place. And then you got guys like me, who did love their wife and tried to do all the right things, probably spent a little bit more than they needed to on Valentine's Day because we thought their happiness was based or corresponded with the amount of money we spent. You brought up a great advice, and that is writing a handwritten letter.
Oh, you have to.
Handwriting letters.
Like, it doesn't matter what you do.
You can give her a card to handwrite something.
That's fine.
But if you actually write a letter...
Yes.
That will go so far.
I do that every year.
One of the best cards I ever got was from my son, who wrote me a letter for Father's Day. It was a letter. I still have it. I get it. It's the most amazing thing. And you could tell he spent hours on it. And he was like 12 or 13 years old when he did it. I'm thinking to myself, most guys, I can only tell you how I felt, was like, phew, I got through another one.
Without, what do you mean?
I got through Valentine's Day because those 2 weeks ramping up.
Mm-hmm.
What do I got to do? You wait to the last minute. You get something. You spend too much. You get a gift card. Well, you know, I didn't want to pick something out for you because I didn't know what you liked, even though I've known you for 25 years. So I got you a gift card. You know, you have to have two or three different things to open because one's not enough. Okay, I'm just telling you the truth, right?
Then you're like,
I got through Valentine's Day. It's one last thing I have to be anxious about, and you let it go. And so, it's the day after now, 2 days after.
Yep.
Okay, how are we going to change this? Have we learned our lesson? And it came down to one thing, and I told everybody. Valentine's Day, whether you hate it, whether you like it, whether you think it's a ploy, whether you think it's a pain in the ass, whether she says, I don't want anything, money's tight, please don't get me anything, okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you don't want something. A lot of times you'll have one person that mm-hmm. goes up and above the call of duty, the other person doesn't. I told you not to do anything. I didn't want anything. That person wanted to do something for you.
Yeah,
and they are expecting something in response, let's be real. But my thing is it came down to the word opportunity. Opportunity. Valentine's Day, anniversaries, birthdays, Christmases are all opportunities. You can do whatever you want with them. You can think they're, you know, it's an economic boom. It's just another day mm-hmm. we spend a ton of money, mm-hmm. whatever, blah. It gives you an opportunity.
Oh, my God. You need to be a motivational speaker.
Thank you.
This is so great.
It gives you and the world.
Yes.
Because we're all recognizing this day as the love day of the year.
Yes.
It gives you the opportunity to step up a little higher than you normally mm-hmm. do. If every day in your life is Valentine's mm-hmm. Day, good for you. Don't treat it like every day is Valentine's
right.
Day, because every day ain't Valentine's Day.
That's
you
right.
You argue, you
right.
have all kinds of stuff. You don't have sex every day, you're not intimate every day. Not every day is Valentine's Day. But that one day mm-hmm. is your opportunity, whether it's this big, to do something just a little extra.
You need to be a, you're great.
And if you don't take advantage of that opportunity and
that's
you
right.
blow it off.
That's right.
Then you're telling her you don't give a shit.
Well, blowing it off makes you a dumbass. Like, I mean, just blowing it off is such a negative statement,
mm-hmm.
right? And I was going to tell you two things. One, I just, as we were talking about this, I got Jules something. I got her a couple things.
Yeah.
I forgot to
get it. I can see Jules as being one of those people like, Jules, we've been together 20 years.
Yeah, yeah.
But don't get me.
But I literally, I have
but you,
one.
But I know Jules, and I know she appreciated
well,
you
I
taking
did,
that opportunity
I did, I did,
to step
I did.
Up.
But I actually have something that I forgot to give her.
Okay.
No, it's sitting on my desk right now, and I literally forgot to give it to her because we weren't giving gifts. So I'm going to have, how many days after? We're a couple few days.
Two days.
I got another gift. The other thing, though, I was going to tell you was I showed up on Valentine's morning at 7:30 to our local Publix. We love our Publix.
Yeah.
And me, it was like a mass of husbands, many of whom looked not unenthusiastic or not upset, but like, right.
They don't know how to pick out flowers. What do you have?
I can't tell you. Because Publix is great for business.
Uh-huh.
I walked in and they might as well have had a harpist there. Like, because I walked in and it was just everything and all pre-done.
Oh, yeah.
Here you go. It's grab and go. It was literally grab and go. Bouquet, chocolates, card, all right here. Mm-hmm. Grab it. Other than being signed for you, it literally had everything. And I walked out with me and every other guy walked out with our like four things.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, you know, I'm a psychologist. So I watched going in and everybody had that kind of, mm-hmm. and then walked out, everyone had a smile on their face.
Mm-hmm.
I've got my thing. It's like a little boy. I got my thing. I'm going to go give it to my wife. Jules and I actually had a discussion about this since we've been married 24 years.
Mm-hmm.
Every year I do the same thing. I write a very personal card. I always get flowers, not over the top flowers,
yep.
because flowers are expensive. Uh-huh. We have a garden, blah, 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 blah. And she knows that I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
She knows that I'm going to do that. So this year, you know, I told her I was going to, I got her a cup. You know, we did the whole, we're not doing anything for Valentine's Day. I said, I'm going to do something, just kind of did something. And she said, well, I don't have anything for you. You know, I really don't. And after being married 24 years, that means you really don't. There's not, you know.
How'd that make you feel?
Well, and she said, I'm sorry. And she said, is there anything? I said, I want a card. I just want a card. I want a card. I really don't want anything else. I don't want chocolate. I want a card. And so she made me a very nice card. And that's it. And there was some communication there. But the thing is, and to your point, the day after Valentine's Day.
But how'd that make you feel when she told you she didn't have anything?
No, she always never. Because she always never has anything.
And does it bother you?
No, because she always comes through with a card, and I really don't want anything. Like, I don't want flowers. She came back with flowers.
But I know, but I mean, the fact that she keeps forgetting every year.
She's not forgetting. It's not forgetting. We're at.
But if she knows that you just want a card every year, then what is?
Well, she ends up doing the card because it's the test. It's the whole test. I didn't get you anything. It's almost like what you're really saying is, did you get me something big? Because I haven't done anything big yet, and that whole gift giving, right?
Because if you got me something big, I got some shopping to do.
That's exactly. Okay. This is why I'm really impressed.
But that's my point. You shouldn't have to ask whether you got me something big.
Well, because it's that
you
whole.
You either get something big because you care and you've had 24 Valentine's
Day
together.
Well, then I shouldn't.
Or
get,
you don't.
Well, then the reality is, if you.
And you shouldn't have to tell them.
But if you're going to use that one, then really, after 24 years, we should be just exchanging communication. We don't need to give each other flowers. We really don't.
Yeah.
We don't really need to go out to dinner.
I think the best thing to do is start early. Is have something special you do.
Yeah.
With your wife that is exclusive to you two.
That's
that you both enjoy.
That's very.
Maybe you play a game of
rummy. Look at you. You're like a psychologist.
Maybe you play a game of rummy. Maybe you have a candle that you light and you have a candlelit dinner and you're eating Chef Boyardee. Whatever it is.
That is called.
You do something.
That is called shared meaning.
Yeah.
It's from John Gottman has shown. That when couples have shared meaning, so something that you do together.
It's exclusive to you, not what everyone else does.
And not just yours or theirs, it's what you do together.
Maybe it's a walk.
Yep. That is a predictor, is one of the predictors of longevity in a relationship.
It's something that is special to you two only. And yeah. I mean, it could be a drive.
Yeah. It could be watching, you know,
your favorite movie together.
Sleepless in Seattle.
We don't ever watch When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah, that was
watch
just
it every year. On
that's
Valentine's
exactly.
Day.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I do think though, the day after Valentine's Day is a challenging day if what you did on Valentine's Day was not consistent with who you are. That whole sort of like. We've talked about some dates.
It's not a makeup day. It's not a day to make up. It's not a day, okay, I've screwed up, and it's time to make up, and I'm going to blow her socks off.
Yep.
Because if you're not normally giving her flowers, all of a sudden you're giving her 3 dozen on Valentine's
Day. Well, then the next day you give her nothing.
It looks a little pathetic, yeah. I just can't help it.
And don't be, listen, I'm sorry, don't, the next day, you know, let's say it was a wonderful Valentine's Day, and you were intimate, and you both got everything you wanted out of it, it was lovely. Mm-hmm. Don't be an asshole the next day.
Yeah.
Like, try as hard as you can the next day to be more than civil. Don't go over the top.
Let there be a residual effect of the day you just had.
Yes. It's a calming refractory period.
Yes, a calming, very good refractory period.
But in the refractory period, you don't go outside and just, or go and watch a football game.
But take that opportunity.
Yes.
To step up. Well, you know, we've been together, and she doesn't want it. She doesn't want anything. I know her better than anybody. I promise you, she's not going to get angry if you go outside the box and do something.
Well, the only time, and we've seen,
and he's not either.
You're right.
And that's the other thing. I talked to a couple that's married 50 years, and they're like, every day is Valentine's Day, and it should be. And I said, okay, that's great. And so, but I truly believe for them, every day is Valentine's Day.
Wonderful.
But even he, and he works at Publix. Got her flowers.
Oh, it's good.
And she's like, what are you doing? Discount. He's like, and
she
was like, I told you not.
I told
like,
you, but I love you. That's exactly.
Years, and she
but what you don't do is don't overcompensate.
Yeah.
As you said this, do not go do the over-the-top gift for Valentine's Day with the expectation that this is going to make more of a statement than if I do flowers in a card.
You can make Valentine's Day a special.
I'm still telling, I am a firm believer after someone's been married 24 years that the personal note is the best. You can't get anything else.
Don't type it.
Right.
Don't get on your computer, on your work. Write it.
I do that. I'm going to make bad handwriting.
Handwriting is the
best.
But
you can't, if you think about all the gifts you could give.
Yeah.
A puppy. Mm-hmm. A car, a K jeweler's diamond ring. Even those, if they don't match a personal statement on Valentine's Day, Christmas, other sorts of holidays, maybe a birthday. It's a little bit different. This was the holiday of love, and you have to figure out how do I show my love. And if you're showing your love through things, and that's the only way you know how to do it, it says something about you. Because the next day, it's to your point, the next day, what are you going
to
do?
I try to think, how often does a man who's been married for 24 years get home from work, pull his wife aside, and say, can I talk to you for a minute? And he looks her in the eye and says, you know, I was thinking the other day how enriched my wife is, how much I love you, and that this journey of my life would not be fulfilled without having you in it.
Don't do it every day.
And every single day that goes by, it gets better and better and better. No man ever says that.
That's a lot.
But you can put it in that note.
No, I know, but that's a lot. Like, yeah. You can't say that every day.
No, not every day. Mm-mm. You don't do it every day because it doesn't mean anything.
Right.
But once a year. Once every 10 years.
Oh, no, but you should be doing it every...
To show your appreciation.
Well, first of all, you hear what I was saying? You should be.
Well, and I'm glad you brought this up because I talk about that opportunity. When you're going out to dinner with your wife, do you open her car door?
Yeah, most of the time.
It's an opportunity.
Yes.
That is an opportunity. You have the opportunity to do something that takes no effort at all show her and honor her. Vice versa, too.
Yeah.
Whether it's rubbing his back when he gets home from work.
Yep.
Or just saying, I appreciate everything you do for our family.
I appreciate. Yep.
I'm grateful to have you around. It goes both ways. It's 50-50. But whenever you have an opportunity to take that step, to do just a little extra, man, that stuff just goes through the roof. It's great stuff.
Absolutely.
Now you're set up for Valentine's Day next year.
Don't.
All right, coming up here next, my 10-year-old daughter's question that has to do with marriage.
Is somebody feeding her this?
What dictates whether a marriage is successful or not? I've got your answer.
Oh, jeez.
I've got your answer. So far, you're good.
No,
I'll get into it next. We're on Fox 6 in about 30 minutes talking about spy balloons. Do you have a spy balloon above your husband's or wife's Facebook page? Do you check out their emails? Do you pick their phone up and look at everyone? What's wrong with you, man? What's wrong with you? We'll get into it next.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.